Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Grace Tollefson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I would invite you to recite with me the Lord's Prayer as we each learned it as children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There is business in the well.
Mr. President, the House has on March 15th, 2022, passed the following bills. Senate Hall 2295, bill for not relating statutory corrections may adjust language to reflect current practices, assert other omissions, delete redundancies and accuracies, delete temporary language, resolve inconsistent conflicts, update ongoing provisions, remove ambiguities, including retroactive applicable provisions. House Hall 2466, bill for not concerning signature requirements for county supervisor, candidate nominations, including effective date provisions. House Hall 2494, bill for not relating nursing facility construction or expansion. House Hall 2529, a bill for not relating state-funded psychiatric residency programs, various state institutions, creating a program fund, making appropriations. House Hall 2536, a bill for not creating motor vehicles that traverse certain railroad grid crossings against a gator signal and providing penalties. House Bill 2538, a bill for not creating legislative and congressional redistricting concerning the duties of temporary redistricting advisory commission. House Bill 2546, a bill for not creating reimbursement of psychiatric intensive and patient care in a Medicaid program. House File 2549, bill for not creating establishment of mental health practitioner loan repayment program, providing an appropriation. Senate Joint Resolution 9, a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the qualifications of electors. We also have an introduction of two gubernatorial appointees today. They're both back over my right shoulder. The first is Steve Larson as administrator of the Alcohol and Beverages Division. And the other is Bill Bushell as chair of the Parole Board. And they will both be present for half an hour after this to meet with you if you want to set up future meetings. Again, Steve Larson, Alcohol and Beverage Division, and Bill Bushell, chair of the Parole Board.
Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, senators and guests, for an announcement and an introduction.
You're in order for both.
Thank you, Mr. President. So today's the night. It's Dubuque night. Yay! And this year it will be at the Embassy Club at 666 Grand Avenue. Wonderful view of downtown Des Moines from the Embassy Club. Please join us for great conversation, complimentary hors d'oeuvres and beverage, and live music, courtesy of the Upper Main Street Jazz Band. I also want to make an introduction. In the Northwest Balcony, we have the Leadership Dubuque, which was established by the Dubuque Area Chamber of Commerce. And the goal of Leadership Dubuque is for participants to become actively involved in leadership roles in the community, thus enriching the quality of life and shaping the future of our community. They will be graduating on May 18th. So please, senators, staff, welcome the Dubuque Leadership Group. Everyone is invited tonight. Your clerks, the staff, the third house, the judicial branch, the executive branch. So please, one and all come. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. For what purpose does the senator from Mitchell, Senator Brown, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
So this morning, I'm going to tell you, I got the same orders or very similar orders that Senator Dawson got the other day, only I was told don't do anything stupid. I can't guarantee I'm going to do that, so I'm not going to tell you that my daughter was born on August 11th, 2008. I won't tell you that she weighed 4 pounds, 15 ounces. I won't tell you that the time of birth was 7:21 in the morning, but I am going to tell you that she's growing up extremely fast, and her interests have changed from dolls and ponies to real horses, softball, wrestling, and I hate to say it, she's got an interest in boys too. So would you guys please help me introduce my daughter Elise to the Iowa Senate this morning.
Welcome to the Senate, and we hope you have a great day with your dad. For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Bolton, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm in order for an announcement.
You're in order.
I'm just making an announcement. Tonight is the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Hospitality Night. So this evening, from 6 to 10 p.m., Prairie Meadows Casino and Convention Center, come visit with the men and women who build Iowa, make our economy stronger, and enjoy food and beverages with the Iowa State Building and Construction Trades Council. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate Resolution 105 with Senator Nunn.
Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, for opening remarks on Senate Resolution 105.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky addressed members of Congress this morning, asking for help the world over, we as Iowans stand in support of Ukraine by entering into the record Senate Resolution 105.
Mr. President, Senate Resolution 105 is a resolution reaffirming Iowa's commitment to its relationship with the Ukrainian people and supporting Ukraine's efforts to remain an independent and autonomous nation.
Whereas the relationship between Ukraine and the United States is marked by strong bilateral trade, education, cultural change, and tourism.
Whereas the state of Iowa's ties with Ukraine are demonstrated by its sister state relationship with Cherkasy Oblast, the sister city relationships between Newton and Smyla, Oskaloosa, and Chipola, and Muscatine, and Drayovich, and?
Whereas Ukraine and the state of Iowa have enjoyed a long and mutually beneficial trade relationship and anticipate continuing trade growth, including exports of tractors, farming implement vehicles, seeders, planters, and transplanting tools, and?
Whereas in 2021, the state of Iowa exported $73,485,215 of commodities to Ukraine and imported $3,011,563 of commodities from Ukraine. And?
Whereas Ukraine shares with the United States and the state of Iowa the common values of freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. And?
Whereas Ukraine has been an independent and autonomous nation maintaining fair and free elections since 1991.
And whereas Russian military forces have committed an unprovoked and unjustified attack on the people of Ukraine, and
whereas Russian President Vladimir Putin has chosen a premeditated war that will bring a catastrophic loss of life and suffering, and
whereas Russia is solely responsible for the loss of life, destruction, and human suffering that its attack will bring, now therefore,
Be it resolved by the Senate that the Senate affirms that the people of Iowa stand in solidarity with the people of Ukraine and...
Be it further resolved that the Senate stands clearly against Russia's flagrant aggression, authoritarianism, and attack on democracy. And...
Be it further resolved that the Senate supports the right of all persons to live in a free society, the right to self-determination, the right to live without fear of attack, of foreign or domestic, or anywhere in the world. With that, Mr. President, we would move the resolution.
Is there further discussion on Senate Resolution 105? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, for any final remarks.
We thank the body of the Senate and our sister states in Iowa for their steadfast support of the Ukrainian people. We would move the resolution.
The senator from Polk moves the adoption of Senate Resolution 105. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The resolution is adopted. Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers House File 2130 from Transportation to State Government. Do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point this morning?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. A couple of weeks ago, in the Waterloo Courier, there was a headline that said, State House Leaders Pleased, talking about this session and especially what happened with the tax cuts that were passed. And I was kind of shocked not to hear anything about Iowa's number one problem, our workforce issue. Now, I know that I've heard from the majority party that lowering taxes was going to really help solve our workforce problem. But we have a problem right now. And this bill that was passed earlier and signed into law really isn't fully implemented for 3 years. And then also, I question, why are we putting all our eggs in one basket? Workforce issue only being resolved one way, and that is through these tax cuts. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. When you look at what the Department of Revenue has stated, that the average Iowan is going to get $593 a year, why would you pack up and move from another state to get $593? It really doesn't make sense. You know, there are so many things that we could do to help solve this workforce problem, and it just didn't happen now. It was there before COVID. It was there when you took office. It was there before I actually got in office. This thing has been going on for a long, long time. And Governor Branstad in 2015 had the university in Georgetown, their workforce center, analyze Iowa's workforce issues. And one of the things they came up with is, besides a tremendous shortage, was the high degree of talent that's going to be needed. Now, I know that I've talked about this for a long time, and it's been pretty much ignored. You know that 60-some percent of all jobs are going to take some type of post-secondary education. And we have got into this crisis because we've ignored the things that really do work. And one of the things that all major groups in Iowa are talking about, the Chamber Alliance has made at the very top of their agenda placemaking, or developing our communities to make it an attractive place. Economic developers are short of work and are saying the same thing. I sit on the Iowa Innovation Council, which is all the technology sector people, and you attended the technology sector event this year. Top of their list, work on our communities and what's called placemaking or a quality of life initiatives within our communities. The business communities are saying the same thing. We're short workers in manufacturing, healthcare, nurses, doctors, educators, bioscience area. And yet, what's the response in this chamber? What's the response? A tax cut that won't take complete effect for 3 years. Now, there are things that we can do to help out and move in the right direction, and there's no silver bullet. There is not just one thing that we could do to help our communities and help retain and recruit workers to Iowa. And I know most of you aren't paying attention. You got your heads down. You're not looking and listening to what I have to say because I think the truth is ringing home. Our tax cut isn't going to do it for Iowa. We're still going to have this worker shortage next year and the year after. And the ramifications of it are serious. Manufacturers are already outsourcing Iowa work. Why? Because we don't have the workforce. And I know some people think it's because people don't want to work and let's cut unemployment benefits, but the truth of the matter is we've got as many people working now than we did prior to the COVID hit. What's the difference? Well, we've got increased economic activity across the sector. Women are not, and men are not going fully implemented into the workforce because they're worried about childcare. And that's one of the things that we could do. Now, I know the governor in her speech talked about her $300 million childcare initiative. The problem is $27 million was federal money, and that's going to go away. So what are we going to do afterwards? One of the things that we can do for placemaking is to put some resources into things that will help our communities. Several years ago, members of this chamber and the House voted on a program called Enhance Iowa and created a fund that never had any money in. And it was an umbrella organization or department that would deal with community attraction and tourism dollars, river enhancement and community attraction tourism dollars, and was set up by a board that would make the decisions across our state to try to help develop our communities. And your communities want it. There is, right now, what do we have? We got $5 million in last year's budget, and I don't know what's going to happen this year. The demand across Iowa and rural communities and larger communities to enhance their communities is far exceeds any of the dollars. We could put more money into our state parks. I think one of the things that COVID has taught us is that as social individuals and a society, we want to get out and do recreation. With the high fuel prices across Iowa, there's a camping sector that loves to camp. They will not travel as far as they normally would because of the fuel prices. Iowa's parks and community parks and state parks are going to be overflowing with people who want to camp. And what do? We're choking our state parks, and we can't even have rangers stay overnight in them. We need to invest in that. And one of the other things that we need to invest in is investing in technology sector and helping Iowa manufacturers. I know we started on the budget already in the House of Representatives, and I looked at their economic development budget, and in the manufacturing sector 4.0, it's the governor's recommendation for the University of Northern Iowa to keep it at status quo. We could change that here in the Iowa Senate, and I want to tell you why. We don't have the workers in manufacturing. They're exporting work to other states. And what we can do is infuse technology, especially in Iowa foundries. That technology will help us make up the shortfall in labor. The University of Northern Iowa is getting a technology building, but that won't be completed. But we do have the TechWorks, which is doing research and additive manufacturing in metals and plastics and other medium that would help us relieve some of the pressure. So, my friends here in the Iowa Senate, let's start to do something for workers in this state. Right now, we did have kind of a limited agenda. I know we did some stuff for daycare. We allowed individuals to have a higher number of children that they oversee. We let 16-year-olds work there. Another initiative for workforce, 16-year-olds can run a pizza dough machine. I mean, come on. We can do better than that. So I think we need to have a reset while we're putting this next budget together and look for ways that we can do something for the number one problem in Iowa. The number one problem that you apparently have turned your back on. And it's going to get worse, and we're going to have the ramifications of it for a very long, long time. Because as technology evolves, and it is in this state, and it moves somewhere else, you're not going to get it back. And our economy will go on, but it will not go on at what the opportunities it could. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we need to work on this. We got a lot of session left. We're putting our budgets together. Let's look for ways to help Iowa solve this workforce problem.
For what purpose does the senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, seek the floor?
For a personal point.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Dotzler, I thank you for your passion. One thing I'd like to remind you of that we're doing around the state is the partnerships between industry and community colleges. And I was able to tour 2-3 weeks ago now, I believe, the John V. Hansen Career Center up in Forest City that's just opening up. And that's going to allow, with a partnership of many different private entities and the community colleges, and that's going to allow us to help train high school students in IT, healthcare, carpentry, and manufacturing. And I see that as a great opportunity to do exactly what you're asking for here, Senator. Thank you.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the senator from We're past that point. Chair please come to the well, Senator Dotzler. Chair recognizes the senator from Black Hawk, Senator Dotzler.
I thank you, Mr. President, for indulging me for a very brief moment. What I heard from the senator was 100% true. We are doing those things in Iowa, but I think you missed my point. We don't have enough people. We can do all we want to work with the existing workforce, but we're still short people. The projection was by the year 2025, some years ago, that we would be short almost 300,000 Iowans because of the retirements that are going, the low birth rate. We need people in Iowa, and you got to recruit them. That is why every organization is saying the same thing that deals with economic development. And our Chamber Alliance, that's your people. The people that run the chambers across Iowa said the number one thing is let's work on recruiting people to Iowa. That was my point. We've got to work on that. We need to listen to them out in our communities, not just Senator Bill Dotsler preaching to you about what's wrong. It is out there, it's systemic, and it's got to change. Low birth rates, high retirements, young people live in our state. That's the problem. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senator seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
We don't have enough tall people. We have too many short people. Is that what I said? That's what I heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, March 17th at 9 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, March 17th at 9 a.m. Chair recognizes the Senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus immediately in room 24.
Democratic caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic caucus immediately in room 24.